Mr. Jason Mantzoukas is here with a report from the Fair Game Health Desk. What is up, Jason?
What's up, Faith? I'll tell you what's up. That bottle of water you have in front of you is filled with lies.
Excuse me?
Perhaps like me, you've been told all your life that drinking 8 glasses of water a day is necessary for your health.
Mm-hmm.
And look at you. You're right now in the studio.
Listen, everybody.
Holding up. If you've been told that drinking 8 glasses of water is the healthiest thing for your body, Faith,
yeah.
Listen to this. I talked to a dude named Dr. Stanley Goldfarb. He authored a new study about appropriate daily water intake, and he had some surprising results.
Sure. So I think what we basically found was that the myths that are out there, and they're the key myths that seem to underlie people's desire to drink extra amounts of water, just have no scientific basis in fact.
Wow.
I feel like there's no Santa, too. This is crazy. I've always been told that drinking water was good for your skin and helps you get rid of toxins.
Lies. Lies.
No, no.
Faith, it's all a myth. Other myths that we all understand, water is good for headaches.
Yeah.
Lie. Water can help keep your weight down. Double lie. I mean, best as I can tell, all that water is just adding more pounds.
And you sound really angry about this.
I am angry. If we've been told drinking water is good for your health, and then it turns out to be a myth, what other medical practices should we be suspicious of?
Well, we already know that an apple a day keeps a doctor away.
Well, okay, this isn't a joke, Faith. People's lives are at stake.
I don't know about lives, Jason. Seems like this is just an old wives' tale being proven false.
Yeah, okay, maybe, but what other wives' tales are proven false, right? Like antibiotics?
That is not a wives' tale. That's actual medicine that has been proven to work.
That's what we thought about water, too, Faith. Here's Dr. Goldfarb again.
I think most infectious disease experts are very upset about the fact that antibiotic usage, it's kind of used routinely.
Okay, antibiotics may be overprescribed, but that doesn't mean they don't work.
Not yet. Based on what I think and Dr. Goldfarb, antibiotics pretty soon going to be ruled a myth.
Dr. Goldfarb didn't say that.
Just like the tooth fairy. What about bleeding, Faith? Is that in question now? Maybe it's not. Maybe that's not really a valid medical treatment.
Wait, did you just go from antibiotics to leeching?
Yeah, perhaps draining the body of a certain volume of blood doesn't get rid of demons, Faith. We have to consider that kind of craziness now. What about mammography machines? Maybe they don't work. I asked Dr. Goldfarb about them.
Oh, good.
Mammograms? I'm not sure why you're invoking that particular item.
God, Jason, why are you harassing the doctor?
Because, Faith, Fair Game pays me to get answers.
Women need mammograms to detect early warning signs of breast cancer, Jason.
So you say, Faith, but they also used to tell us 8 glasses of water was important. In my opinion, at this point, all breast exams should be done by hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a doctor,
yes,
or a loved one, perhaps a coworker or a trustworthy-looking gentleman in an elevator, or maybe even a regular contributor to a public radio program could help you out with that.
Jason.
Yeah.
That is irresponsible. You cannot advocate that women stop getting mammograms in favor of letting strangers feel them up in elevators.
Why not?
That is not medicine.
Isn't it? Here. Okay, let me prove my point to you, Faith Zaley. Let me just prove my point. Have you had a mammogram recently?
Jason, I will not let you go to second base with me.
Wait, you need a second opinion, Faith. Don't trust the machines. My point is this. Back when we thought 8 glasses of water a day would cure diabetes, the world seemed a lot safer. If you're willing to take the risk, you know, put your trust in the mammography machines
you're
as
making
valid science.
Jason.
Yeah, I'm putting air quotes around them because as of right now, I don't trust them. You know what I trust? Righty and lefty.
Does this ever work with women, Jason?
Just put your hand above your head.
Jason, does this
I'm just
ever
gonna do
work
this
with women?
In a circular motion. No, it never works with women.
Bye, Jason.
Call me.